Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette is a topic which has generated a lot of debate in recent times, because we find there are people who designate certain functions, certain acts to be the acts and practices and festivities which have been sanctioned by religion, and there are people who, on the very contrary, contradict these things. So therefore, it is essential to realize that what religion constitutes as an Islamic custom or as an etiquette and what it does not. And at the very outset, it must be realized that whatever Islamic custom and etiquette religion constitutes, they are primarily, if they are to be regarded as the sunnah of the Prophet, they have to be something as which can be called as religion. The prophets of God and the messengers of God, they have been sent with the religion of Allah. In this talk today, we will analyze the fact, a similar notion which is given currency in the Muslim Ummah, by saying that using olive oil or putting on olive oil for men is something which is called the Sunnah of the Prophet, or something which has, the Prophet has asked or maybe recommended his followers to do so as religion. Now, this is a very loose connotation of the word Sunnah. Sunnah should be understood as a separate, as an independent source of religion. And when we use this as a technical term, it means something which the Prophet Muhammad constituted and instituted amongst his followers as a practice of Abraham, which he received and then revived and reformed it and gave currency to it in his own, to his own ummah. So therefore, it has to be something which relates to religion. And regarding olive oil, use of olive oil to be a sunnah is not a correct notion. We cannot say that this is something which was regarded by the Prophet to be owned by his followers or to be followed by by the Muslims. So therefore, we know that the Quran, it's very strict. It says that we have to follow the messengers of God in what they give us as religion. And using olive oil is something, of course, which does not constitute a religious practice in the very first place. And the Quran is adamant that we have to follow the messengers in matters which relate to religion. And the Quran says, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَإِسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينِ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. This verse of Surah Shura translates as, He has enjoined on you the same religion which He enjoined on Noah and which we now have revealed to you, and which we enjoined on Abraham, Moses and Jesus, with the assertion, adhere to this religion and do not create any divisions in it. So therefore, it is absolutely certain that it is the Almighty who sent these prophets with religion. And it is this religion in which we are liable to follow them. And anything which does not constitute an act of religion is something which we are not liable to follow. Of course, it could be our own attachment with the Prophet, because, for example, if it is correct that he liked to use olive oil for himself, and if a Muslim merely to show his attachment to the Prophet uses it, of course, this is something which cannot be objected to. It could be a good thing, but it cannot be regarded as part of religion. We cannot say that using olive oil or putting on olive oil is a sunnah of the Prophet. As I said, sunnah is an explicit word. It relates to matters of religion which the prophets of God constitute as religion and which in themselves constitute some religious acts. So therefore, it's not correct to say that using olive oil is a sunnah of the Prophet. أَكُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ.